All right, we're here at defensive back Jamar Taylor. Jamar, first off, what's the different feel in this building after a performance like you guys had Saturday against the Chargers and that winning feeling getting back in the building?
I think everybody's just happy, but at the same time, everybody knows we have to finish off, you know, this year strong. So we're all just focused on Pittsburgh game, you know, this upcoming week and just trying to end the season, you know, on the right track.
Looking back at the Chargers game, probably one of your better games of the season. You had the interception in the first half, but then the second half, that pass breakup in the end zone.
Really, I mean, I was just covering my guy, seeing the ball. It was just get the ball. You know what I mean? It's only one ball on the field, but we all have a right to get it. So I wasn't going to let him catch it. I wasn't going to be that guy, you know what I mean? Yeah, we lose the game, you know what I mean, because my guy caught the ball. He came, he kind of like gave me like a little nudge, and I just tried to have to undercut him to make the play. He actually had the ball in his hands, but just kept fighting for it, you know, and that's what this season really just been about, just fighting and just being accountable. So I was just really, you know, trying to make sure he did not catch the ball.
Incomplete! Knocked away in the end zone by Jamar Taylor!
There's a great shot of you on the field when that final field goal goes no good. And I'm just wondering what's going through your head then and just kind of what you've been through this year.
I was more happy for us. I mean, I felt like that game was kind of going back and forth, back and forth. It was really just a tough defensive battle game. So, you know, they got the ball, they started driving. They were moving pretty good. And when their field goal team came, it was like, oh, please block it again, meter, please block it again. And when he missed, it was like, oh, thank God. It was great. You know what I mean? Great, great feeling, electric feeling, obviously, to kind of get that hump off our back.
Yeah, kind of going back to April, during the draft weekend, you find out that the Browns make a trade to get you here after a few seasons in Miami. What's going through your head then, and kind of what was your focus after that?
It's kind of crazy. I was at my bachelor party at the time, so I kind of picked up the phone. I'm like dead sleep. And Mike Tannenbaum called, like, hey, we're trading you off. Thanks for everything you've done. Bye. Like, I was just like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, all right. I mean, I wanted to get traded. You know, this is kind of what I asked for. This is kind of what I prayed about for so long. And then he says going to the Browns. I was like, well, you know, it's going to be good. You know, I knew Coach Hugh was successful, you know what I mean, being an offensive coordinator. And he's been, you know, great around the league. I also knew Coach Horton had been great around the league, just kind of paying attention to, you know, coaches. So I was just excited for the opportunity to kind of just start over, try to, you know, resurrect my career and, you know, try to be a part of something, you know, bigger than myself.
When did you get the feeling that this was going to be different than maybe your first few seasons in Miami?
Well, I knew it right off the bat. You know, just any, you know, when a team, you know, trades for you really means kind of like they want you there. So really I was just like, man, let me go in here and just, you know, put my head down, put my blinders on and just work. Let my game kind of speak for itself. And, you know, I was just like, hopefully they like me, you know what I mean? And, it's been nothing but a blessing, you know, the whole way. It's been a real true blessing just because of where I was at, you know, the past couple of years. But I never doubted myself. I knew I could play this game, and, you know, I can't thank Coach Hugh and the staff enough, you know, for getting me here and just believing in me. You know what I mean? I think when people believe in you, it could change you 100% of the way.
Yeah, you talked about the direction of the team. How confident are you it starts for this team in 2017?
I'm real confident, man. Coach says it all the time. It will not be like this next year. And from a guy who's used to winning, you know, I believe everything he says, because when you first come in as a coach, you have to take what they give you. You kind of have to, like, try to get all these guys kind of work together. We had new guys, me, new DeMario Davis, things like that. You're trying to mitch and match guys, Jamie Collins, you know, to kind of find, like, a team that you want. But I think, you know, now he kind of knows what he has, and now he kind of, you know, put us in the direction that he wants us to go. So I'm real confident, you know, we'll be where we want to be next year.